That Allah says, I have not created. I have not created jinn, jinnat and insan, illa except liya'budun, so that they may worship me. This is a restriction. Meaning I only created them for ibadat and nothing else. Who is saying this? The creator is telling you, I made you only for this. I made you only for this. And for nothing else. For example, you buy a microwave. You don't buy the microwave for display in the kitchen. We don't buy the microwave now, we put a pot plant on top. We don't buy the microwave to stacking, for stacking dishes on top or tupperware. What do we do it? But we didn't buy it for that. But just by the way now, the space is there. So we'll put something on top. But we really bought it now to make the food hot. We didn't put a oven in there now to keep the food overnight that was left over. But you put it in the oven. Oven was there to keep the food hot. But we know the leftover food, put in the oven. Tomorrow morning now, we'll sort it out. So Allah Ta'ala didn't make insan for anything else besides his ibadah. Demand of the ayat means 24/7. Besides, even you're sleeping, it must be ibadah. Sleep or dozo, calling to sunnah, read your du'as. So you're sleeping also becomes ibadah. You're getting rewarded for it. And why is it rewarded? Because you're getting sleep, strength to wake up for fajr namaz. So that sleep also becomes ibadah. So the demand of the ayat as a creation of Allah. Allah said, I created you. I made you. I created you like this. I made you only for my ibadah. And for nothing else. Now the thought will come, but ya Allah, we have zaruriyat, necessities. We have to eat, we have to drink, we need the energy, we need the strength, we need the sleep. So now, how does all fit into this ayat over here? So like how we say now, that you bought a certain item, I can use it for other things by the way. So the demand of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, I made business mubah, permissible. Not farz. I made it permissible. Ibadat is farz. Salah, highest level. This is the highest form of ibadat. To Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, there is no compromise. There is no compromise whatsoever. To the extent in Kitab, Fatawa al-Amgiri is mentioned, a person is drowning. He's holding on to a piece of plank and wood. Middle of the ocean, Salah is still farz upon him. Salah is still farz upon him. However he performs his namaz with his head, with gestures, you still have to read namaz. You say, but I'm drowning, I'm out at sea, everything else a necessity. I will just slot it in, a little bit of namaz, a bit of Quran, tilawat, a little bit of dhikr, and on that Allah is giving so much. On that Allah is giving so much. Now when we say so much to us, so much means, Allah is giving khana, peena, sona, makan, dukan. So Allah is giving, when you say Allah gives so much means, Allah will give you tatma'innul qulub. Allah will give you itminan of the heart. Sukoon of the heart. Now for myself and ourselves, we look for sukoon of the heart. Now Hazrat says, I came back from 40 days Jamaat, or I finished i'tikaf. Hey, we need a break, let's go for a holiday. Let's go for a holiday. So you didn't get sukoon in ibadat. It means you missed the whole plot then. You missed the entire plot. Like, you took the wife for a 10-star holiday. And when we come back, we're so tired, we need another holiday. I just took you now. Yeah, but it was so tiring. Took all the children, I need another holiday. But you won't find sukoon there. The sukoon you're finding there, we know what it is, because now we relax when it comes to ibadat. Salah is half, that half we make it maaf also. So the whole concept of life, we haven't understood it. We really haven't understood what life is about because we grew up in a kufr environment. Where we took all the concepts, we accepted it from the time we were young, and we knew nothing better. So we took it. But Allah says, I only made you for my ibadah. That's all. But then I permitted you to do a bit of this, a bit of that, but now we've gone to extremes. What Allah Ta'ala has given us now, we are breaking His commands. What Allah has given us, we are breaking His commands with it. Now we can understand how far we've gone from illa liya'budun. Only for my ibadat. Allah allowed you to do some business and I'll give you a little barakat in there. Enjoy it so you can come back to me. Tatma'innul qulub. Allah bi dhikrillah. Tatma'innul qulub. Listen, only the dhikr of Allah, your heart will get contentment and peace of mind. If it's not, you're not getting the contentment, then the heart is diseased. I'm not finding sukoon. I just want to get away. Close the Quran. Namaz so quickly in and out, your heart is diseased. There's something wrong. And what's worse than that, I don't feel my heart is diseased. I'm okay. I'm fine, I'm alright. Oh, I will come right. And intentionally now, I want to break the command of Allah. Intentionally, I want to break the command of Allah. I want to do the wrong. Now, where Allah Ta'ala wants you to be, and where I'm going towards. The person understands the demand of the ayat, then there'll be some fear in him. That how can I break his command? Whereas my Creator made me only for this. And Allah said, I only made you for this. But I'm giving you a rope. I'm giving you a respite. Although now you haven't understood, but now we're explaining to ourselves that really what the Quranic ayat wants from us. Everything else is by the way. And in all of everything else also Allah Ta'ala says, don't forget me. Don't forget me, because if you do forget me, remember you're going to end up still by me. There's no other way out for you. You're still going to come back to me. You still have to answer to me. I'm going to take your hisab kitab. How you earn your wealth, how you spent it, how you spent your youth. All these questions, the knowledge where you got it from, how you acted upon it. All these questions I'm going to ask you about it. Don't forget, right now you're not just free, you are in the examination room. This is a darul imtihan. This is a place of imtihan and examination. So you're preparing all the answers over here right now. So make sure you don't forget what you're here for. So this ayat demands that everything, only the ibadat of Allah, start tuning your mind. If I understand this, then my entire life will become ibadat. I'm going to business, but my heart is linked to the masjid. They won't break the command of Allah. They won't break the command of Allah because this also, Ya Allah, you allowed me to do it. You allowed me. This is not my life. This is not who I am. Who I am? Ana abduk. Ya Allah, I am your slave, head to toe. I'm not a freeman. Is it that this is my degree, so I'm so and so, I'm so and so, I'm so and so. No. It's not my title. I'm the slave of Allah, Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is my profile. My other degrees and my other titles, accolades, won't come with me in the qabr. It's not going to come. It'll be finished on the top of dunya, on the surface of the earth. And this is our pride. To become the slave of Allah, to make the ibadat of Allah. Now we know the bodies can't get moving. We're already afraid. We're afraid that the moon will be sighted anyway. That now Eid will come, and already people are sending messages, Shaitan is going to come. It will be free. Shaitan can't make you do anything. Shaitan can't make you, it's also a creation of Allah. Shaitan is also a creation of Allah. He can't force you to do anything. It's me, myself and I. It's my nafs. There's ammaratum bisu that is pounding my heart. Pounding my heart. And now you're out of i'tikaf, just forget about it. Now move on the old way. No. Understand, I can't do anything I want. I have to tune my heart, my mind to the extent that I enjoy being the slave of Allah. But Allah wants your command now. Easy to do it. Nothing becomes difficult for me. Is that difficult? It's all mind over matter. When you ask brothers, why are you afraid to do it? What's the threat? What are you afraid of? Can't say. Why don't you segregate everyone? Put the ladies separate, men separate. What are you afraid of? What a backlash. And then what are they going to do? And then what are they going to do? They get upset. For how long? How was going to happen? Nothing really. So then, Allah will become happy. There is no la ta'ata ni makhluqin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, there is no obedience to the creation in the displeasure of the Creator. If Allah gets displeased, I cannot obey the creation. Allah is becoming displeased right now. And Allah didn't just hire us. Like how we hired the staff, he didn't do the right thing, we were upset with him, I'll fire him. Allah didn't hire us. We are the slaves of Allah. There's no other way out for us. That's why this deen has to become enjoyable for me. Enjoyable. I enjoy doing the amal of deen. That's why we should sit down and apply your mind. Why is it difficult for me? Why is it difficult for me to alter my kurtas, to pick up my pants above my ankles, to keep sunnat hair, to have sunnat libas, to keep a full length beard? As I mentioned, because we grew up in a kufr environment. Everything now is against Deen-e Islam. We are here to change it. When the Tufail bin Amr ad-Dawsi rahim radiyallahu anhu went to the Persian emperor, he walked in there, and the palace was laden rubies and emeralds and gold and silver. They say even the Persian emperor, he had a carpet under his throne, 40 feet by 40 feet. The entire carpet was embroidered with his entire empire embroidered in the carpet. Like you have your entire property portfolio there. There's one building there, another building there. Entire thing embroidered, studded with emeralds. He had almost an 80 kilo gold crown that he used to wear. Now I even have 80 kilos on your head. So he suspended from the ceiling. And he had his throne. So he would come and sit. And suspended on the ceiling, and he put his head under the 80 kilos of gold. Then the curtains would be open. Ministers on either side wearing robes of silk. And all studded. Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Tarbiyat was made. I'm a slave of Allah. Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing moved them, nothing changed them. But as he walked in, when he came to the door of the palace, so the guard told him, you have to leave your donkey here. He said, I don't trust you. I'm taking my donkey in. He didn't give in, took his donkey in. Took his donkey in and he has spear in his hand. As he's walking on the red carpet, whatever it is, and he looks at all of them sitting on, they all are reclining on cushions, all the ministers. And as he walks with his spear, he doesn't realize now he's poking holes in the carpet. To him, this carpet has no value. We never saw this in Medina Munawwara, we don't even know about these things. And as he came, the king was sitting there, Kisra, sitting on his throne, the Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, who's the Sahabi? They say, put all the awliya of the world together. All the awliya of the world together, they cannot equal to the dust that came off the hoof of a Sahabi. That's a Sahabi radiallahu anhu. He saw the Mubarak face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. No one can equal him. He walks in there, as he comes to the Persian emperor, he sits down tashahud style. So he gets a shock, what are you doing? He says, I'm sitting down. He says, why don't you sit up? He says, no. Our Nabi taught us to sit like this, and this is our pride and our honor. This is how we sit before the King of Kings in Salah, Allah Jalla Jalalu. This is how we are trained to sit. We don't sit like the people of kufr and shirk. And then he asked him, why have you come? Well, Sahaba Ikram, they would camp out of the forts for 3 days, according to the hidayat and advice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, camp out, send a messenger there to say that we have come to give you the da'wat, accept the da'wat. Aslim taslam. Become Muslim, you'll be safe. If you don't accept it, then pay the jizya, pay the protection tax. He will take over the fort, over the city, over the town. He will appoint our mujahideen to take care of you people. You can worship in your synagogues, in your temples, in your churches, etc. We will not interfere with you. You can sell your sharab, your wine, everything. That's in your own spaces. And we will look after you. And you will live under Muslim rule. And we will appoint our soldiers to protect you. Why? So you see the beauty of Islam and you turn to Islam. So it becomes Darul Islam. You don't accept this. As a last resort, we'll have to go to the battlefield. So they didn't go to kill, they went to give da'wah. You don't accept da'wah, live under us. You don't live under us, now we have to amputate you. Because your kufr is going to spread. So when he asked, why have you come? They said, the Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encapsulated in his reply, what's the purpose of our existence till Qiyamah? Why Allah Pak has sent us into this? Allah has sent us, same liya'budun, so that you may worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So he replied, he said, why have you come? And he replied, ibta'athana Allah. Ibta'athana Allah. What it means, Allah sent us. Not that I have come. I have been dispatched already by Allah. Allah sent us already with an identity. Ibta'athana Allah. لِيُخِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. See, Allah has sent us to remove mankind, humanity, from the worship and servitude of man, and put him into the slavery of Allah. You are worshipping men. This will do for me, that one will do for me, that person will do the service, that one will supply, this one. You are worshipping the people. Yes, make them do your work through your salah. Allah, you take care of it. As we heard, as we always learn, have any problem, turaka salah, ya Allah, you take care of it. Now I contact the person. So we have been sent to take our man from the servitude of man, and put him into the slavery of Allah. وَمِنْ دِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. And to remove man from the constraints of this world into the vastness of Akhirat. Understand what Akhirat is about. Dunya is just restrained, constrained. Don't think now you will get some comfort over here. Is there a place of comfort? Is there a place of comfort? You might have the asbab and the means of comfort. You don't buy your sleep. You can have the food. It will not satisfy your hunger. You can have the cold water. It cannot satisfy your thirst. It's by the command of Allah. The same food you ate, he ate, he fell ill, you got better. Medication, same problem. He took the same medication, you took the same thing, he got better, you still remain sick. It's all by the permission of Allah. So you come to take out the insan, ndiq dunya from the constraints of dunya to the vastness of akhirat. Become a slave of akhirat, work for akhirat. And he says from Juril Adyan ila Adil Islam. And we've been sent to take you out from the injustice of different religions and isms into the justice of Islam. What is justice? If I don't bring deen in my home, it's an injustice. If I don't apply deen in my... I remember, as it says, we're finishing i'tikaf, don't go now with your 1,000 dana to be home. Right, Mufti Sahib said, now finish. Right, you'll move it up. This is going to happen, that's going to happen. Right, better bring your kurtas here, take out the scissors, right, cutting all the kurtas one way. One who starts to do it in Darul Mazabul. You want that boy, but your kurta is too long. Second, third day, the boy came, ustaz came with the scissor. Sorted his kurta out. No. Hard on myself, easy on the family. Hard on myself, easy on the family. Many youngsters are asking, I go home now. Now, we're sitting all together. Sister-in-law is there also. That one is there. Uncle, auntie, they all are coming too. Cousin, sister is coming now. How do I say no, I don't shake hands, I don't meet, etc. You must make the parda. Quietly, nicely. Look down with a smile and you make the parda. You make the parda. I told you, even if you put a bandage on your hand also. I've got a problem. Oh, my hand has got a... hand is missed. So Allah will teach you some plan. You make the parda. You're sitting there. In 5 minutes you eat and go away. Mother will ask what happened. You didn't eat. I'm not comfortable. This came, I may take off now. You all eat nicely, don't worry. I'll eat later, I'll eat in the room. Automatically, the head of the family say, you know what? Better we just separate the sticks. So you'll come in there. Allah will see you and become liya'budun. You will become my slave. And Allah will make the system work for you. Allah will make the system work for you. But you become liya'budun, the abid, the slave of Allah, Allah will make the entire system work around you. Brothers ask also, now Muftisab is saying, in the workplace, now we mustn't have ladies over there. We just can't go and fire them now. We just can't go and fire them. You don't fire them. Alhamdulillah, you've got a big enough office, put them in one place. You got any work, via WhatsApp. Via? Brother says too, unfortunately, because the dunya kufr system is like that. They don't have the level of sharam and haya. They're dressed to kill also, and kill your iman. They're just to kill and they come put their face right in your face. Right in your face. The wife has to do that, they say, what's wrong? But the secretary does that. Marhaba, ahlan, ahlan. Welcome, welcome. He says, whole kufr system. Can't understand the Islamic system. Can't understand it. You see? They say, put them on side, no problem. Okay, they're there for now. But you make the niyat. Ya Allah, I want to become your true slave. You take care of these slaves now. I'm not a slave to them. I'm not a slave to my business. I'm not a slave to my degree. All this must work for me, right now it's working against me. So as we said, once we start ticking all the boxes, all our salah, Quran, tilawat, our nawafil will pull all of this. Your ishraq will pull your rosy for the day. We'll give you the reward of hajj. We'll give you the reward of umrah. Then your salatul duha. Even two rakats do it, but I'm showing my slavery to Allah at this moment also. Morning I showed it, now mid morning I'm showing it. All the joints of the body, Allah will take care of it. You give your sadqah for all your joints of the body, you'll be safe. Kama awabin, they also, I got my 12 years nafil ibadat, Allah said, rozi is done 12 years later, I'm giving you pay now. Gunaz are maaf, you took a spiritual bath after Maghrib, gunaz are forgiven, don't get dirty now, don't put the TV on. Nobody has a bath now, he comes from work, he has a nice bath mechanic, clean himself up and after Isha is under the engine again. You see, he just had a bath now. He said, no, I knew that, but I had some work after Isha now, so I'm just going to go back now. Why you had a bath? So I had a spiritual bath, read Maghrib, read Awabin, gunas are maaf for the day. Did register any guna, no lady came in my mind, alhamdulillah, had my spiritual bath, after Isha, I'm sitting in front of the TV. He said, now you missed yourself again. The same, super clean toilet. Modern super clean toilet, that's what they did to you now. You're sitting back in the gutter. Back in the gutter again of guna and sin. And all they're saying, it's so nice. Putting it in the nose. And we know, they're just lying to us. As they say, we're seeing that Indian movie, Char movie. They're crying, we're crying. Who's a bigger fool? And we know they're acting. We know they're acting only. And they got an award for such good acting. And really we're so broken, the woman can't get over it. How he divorced it? How does it happen? And they're talking about it. And then sometimes the fairy tale wedding also, what holidays, you sing all over there. But the reality is the same actor, actress who got the award, their own marriage right now is in shambles. But he got the award to act like a top husband and a top wife in a movie, but their own private life is a mess. Mess. But we're following them and we love them. We love them. But we know what filthy lives. Hakim Sahab will say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, they are international fornicators. Every way they go is filth. They don't leave anything clean and pure. But we love them. The kufr system, we love it. So we clean ourselves out. Then we go out with tahajjud. After Isha, read the 17 rakats. Read 17 rakats, Isha namaz, there is no club waiting for you outside. You all are gone. Read your Isha properly, nicely, make a dua, tasbih, fatimi, ya shaheed Allah, we give the pamphlets out. I got enough to read, alhamdulillah. And that will be your itminan of your heart. Sit in the local ta'alim in the masjid. Sit 2 minutes only. And then go away home. Then go away home, have ta'alim at home. And see how we'll enjoy it. How we'll enjoy your day. The whole day came out clean and pure, alhamdulillah. This is a Muslim life in this kufr environment. Otherwise, it's not going to come right. Come next year Ramadan, I'm still back where I was. I fell down. Who dropped you? Nobody came and pushed you into haram and guna. It was your decision. It was your conscious decision to do the haram thing. It's a temptation. How you gave a temptation? You're a strong man. You're a strong person. How you just gave in to temptation? We have the avenues where you can save yourself. What happened to you? So all these things we are saying now, there's a plan how we can do it. Allah hasn't made a system like this now. I got female workers, or I'm traveling or this. You can't avoid it. No, no. You can. Allah will make it happen. Allah will make. And this is Allah's promise. You want to become mine, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. And you see, sometimes you're sitting on the plane, you're hoping, I hope no lady comes. Allah will leave the seat empty for you, subhanAllah. How this happened? Now females, air hostess, Allah will, he'll give you the upgrade and give you a male. Say, subhanAllah, Allah save my iman. How it will happen, Allah will do it for you. Because I'm in the system. And then if the challenge is there, Allah gave you a challenge. Allah wants you now to spring up to Him. Just look after yourself a few hours right now. And what you can't get on ibadat, Allah will give you on your sabr and your patience in not going into sin. That's the bitter ibadat. What Allah will give you on the sabr and patience, you won't get on your ibadat. You made a bit of sabr, you didn't look, you didn't do haram, you took care of your taqwa. On that Allah will give you such heights. And what you'll enjoy thereafter. This is li'abudun. That Allah made us only for His ibadat and worship. So after the month of Ramadan, we all are afraid shaitan is going to come out, he can't do anything to us. It's myself I'm afraid of. Why? I haven't made the decision. I haven't made the commitment. I haven't given full to it. Do you know what? I can do it. And Allah, you help me. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Put the stamp. Put the stamp every day. Only Allah can do it for me. And have the plan, how I'm going to plan my day. My day, sometimes I'm traveling out, sometimes I'm going. In that also, how am I going to do it? That's how we have teach the brothers. Even you're traveling also, you must have to take with you your emergency dini pack with you. So to say, your life pack. What's your life pack? In your hand luggage, you got to have your musalla there, have your Quran copy with you. Alright? And have your little bottle for istinja, for wuzu. Now I'm already prepared. Allah saw this bag of mine now became my ibadat also. Because I'm thinking Islam, I'm thinking deen. I miswak, I've got it. I've got all my things that I need for a Muslim. I'm carrying it with me. This is my identity. So this is how I'll make this whole kufr life. I will make it Islamic. Hazrat mentioned some years ago, one saki from a purchased room somewhere. Standard, and I can't remember clearly. But they came to Hazrat. He said, Hazrat, I went to China this time and I got shaken up. I was absolutely shaken up. He said, what happened? He said, you know, I'm a big businessman. So I took a friend of mine or a partner, Christian person, and we went to China. We had shows to go to wherever it was. So he says, already Thursday I was a bit worried because this day was Friday. So Jumu'ah way I'm going to read. So I've been checking, googling here and there. Then I found there in a certain whatever, that show, whatever it was. So they had a musalla there and Jumu'ah was taking place. So I was satisfied, alhamdulillah. So early morning we left, my friend and I, we went for the show. I said, almost now namaz time. So I told him, excuse me for a few minutes. So I went quickly, got my khutbah and namaz, everything. And I was out of musafir. And we were back in the show. So Jumu'ah came out like that. I got my Jumu'ah namaz, alhamdulillah. And I was out. He says, then come Sunday, I got the shock of my life. Woke up Sunday, show is on, went to my friend's room. I said, come, you ready? He said, no, I'm not coming today. He said, why? He said, Sunday today. Church day, Bible day. You carry on. Sunday, I don't do any business. Sunday, I read my Bible. He said, what you mean? He said, no. Sunday is our day. We don't do, the whole dunya, we close on Sunday. He said, I felt so ashamed. So ashamed. My Friday Jummah was only namaz and out. Why ulama say, you got your Jummah? That was it. For him now, he says, Sunday I don't work, I don't take calls, I read Bible whole day. He said, now I made a decision, on the day of Jumu'ah, my business is closed. Jumu'ah is our day. The day of Rasulullah ﷺ, day for Durood Sharif. In fact, ulama said, the day of Jumu'ah is more virtuous than the day of Eid also. Both the Eid put together is the day of Jumu'ah. He said, I got a shock. That man is on batil, falsehood, one way ticket to Jahannam, the way he's carrying on. But he's so strong on it. And here myself, that's why we say kufr environment, we haven't understood him. He said, now I've decided to close business on Friday. Finish. Friday is the day for early to the masjid, then after Zuhar with the family, after Jumu'ah, have a rest, then again from Asar time ibadah start. Right to the Maghrib, durood and dua and everything else. So Jumu'ah is my day for the masjid. Otherwise, which day we give to the masjid? That's my day. So we have a system Allah Pak has given us. If you ask ulama ikram, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this? And then we say, our dunya, Hazrat say, what will happen? Alchemy. Allah put alchemy in your hands. It will become your hands, it will become your feet, it will become your eyes. Anything you touch, barakat. Barakat, barakat. Right now, anything we touch, it broke. Didn't work out. Everything is just going offline, not working out, not happening right. So you have to introspect, why is it happening? So khair, this is now just to understand, when you're coming out from here, liya'budun, we'll be made for ibadat. So the day of Eid also make it a day of ibadat also. Funful ibadat. Halal, jayid, ibadat, alhamdulillah. And the day of Eid also, subhanallah. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon us. Then now for 10 days, so to say, we did a bit of work. Right, like a youngster now, father said, you do your work, then I'll surprise you. What he done his work, about what you're giving me, about what you're giving me, what you bought for me, where you're taking me, excitement. So you should be also excited that, right now, ya Allah, we did a little bit broken. As the example given now, the child is 3-4 years old, right, and Abba is coming, so write for him a letter. What letter the child wrote, all scribbling. Fold it up, left it by the bedside. Ask him, Abba, you saw your letter. Abba, you saw the letter. You opened it. Other child wrote properly, nicely. Well, this child will hug it and will kiss. So nice you wrote. What you wrote, he'll tell you all the stories, everything. So excited he is. You'll hug him and you'll kiss him. Because you can see, they say, we are just subject to Allah. Our amal, our scribbling only. Allah, we just scribbling, Allah. What do you give us? Allah, you give us way we can write anything. We don't even know how to read namaz. We don't know taharat of Allah. But we love Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, we love to be your slave. We only got scribbling little, but we try some Quran tilawat, some namaz. We try to stay awake. In reality, we can't do anything right. Ya Allah, we can't do anything right. Allah, you look at our weakness and you give us. So now we're coming off from i'tikaf. This should be the heart. Ya Allah, what are you going to give us? Ya Allah, what are you going to give us? We try a little bit, broken way. We don't say we've done anything perfect. We're absolutely imperfect. Ya Allah, we are ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And right now we are the weakest part of the ummat. We are the weakest ones. And usually the father, mother takes care of who? The weak one. Not the strong one. He's strong as well. You carry on. You do your work. And I'll say to the weak one. So ya Allah, we are the weak part of the ummat. We're very, very weak. So we only have scribbling to show Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, what are you going to give us? One of our little broken ibadat, alright? Ya Allah, what are you going to give us? Allah Pak, give us seri, iftari, beautiful sleep, alhamdulillah, itminan, sukoon. Ya Allah, what are you going to give us? Nabi Ali Salatu Salam said, tonight Allah will give you the night of jaiza, the night of prize giving. Subhanallah, look at Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Before we can even do it, Allah Ta'ala already said, this night is the night of prize giving. Before we can do it, Nabi of Allah told us already, it's already a night of prize giving. You're going to get something from Allah. And, وَالْعَقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. What you do now, the last few moments, Allah will see that. Allah will see that. Whole year you didn't work properly in madrasa, in school. Now the last one, you worked hard, you got through good results. Father said, hey, you gave me a problem this year. But shukr, you passed, alhamdulillah. You got through. You got through finally. It's a relief. Whole year, ya Allah, we didn't behave little, but now last few moments, ya Allah, we're going to behave. Put away our cell phones, etc. And turn to Allah, make dua, make istighfar. Turn to Allah, ya Allah, forgive. And we are taught at the end of the amal, we have the 5 duas to read. And a lot of istighfar. Ya Allah, you forgive. Ya Allah, you forgive. Ya Allah, you forgive. And on that forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala covers up all the mistakes and all the shortcomings. Allah gives us the reward of a full, perfect i'tikaf. Only istighfar only. Allah is so kind. So tonight is called the night of Ja'izah. The last night of Ramadan, what Allah has prepared to give us. Subhanallah, we'll read the riwayat. And we'll conclude inshallah. We have just a few hours left before our i'tikaf will come to an end. And all the beautiful rewards Allah has promised in Ramadan, all the bonuses, now I'll be back to normal now. Farz namaz, one reward. Nafil namaz, that reward. Right now is all times 70 and times farz. It's all times and times and times and times. So Allah Ta'ala, tonight what Allah will give us, tonight we are going back home, shouldn't be that we fall down. Right, families are waiting, muhabbat is there. As you said, few minutes, 15 minutes tahajjud a little bit, 20 minutes a little bit, wake up, read it. After my Isha, read my full namaz. Achha, very important also. We go home, they say, now, Nizamuddin is to tell us that you're going back home after 4 months, don't go serious and all. Normal who you are. Normal who you are, smiling, laughing, that too is ibadat. Coming home, embracing everybody, muhabbat, love, how's everything? Because your audience is going to come high powered. So, normal, yeah, harden myself. I got my amal, I got my tilawat time. After namaz, I'll do my amal quietly and nicely. Muhabbat and love, I bring it to the home. Not that now everything must change. Now, why you did it like this? Why you did it like that? But you know, we heard in the bayan, that bayan was for me. That bayan, what I learned was for me. I will implement first, I'm the imam of the house, and slowly the family will see it. What a change, mashallah. What a beautiful husband I have, beautiful son I have, beautiful father I have. What muhabbat, what love. Not that you go there with a frown, everything negative, negative, negative. Then tomorrow morning also the son will get late. Now what's the problem? I will see you still the same shouting. No change in you. No change in you. I thought you go sit there in i'tikaf and you'll come right. Little bit to come right and back to normal now again. Didn't realize that I had to reform 5 branches. My aqaid, social interaction, business dealings, akhlaq. So what about your akhlaq now? Didn't reform yet. I got conscious now about my ibadah, my namaz. Get my feet right, get my taharat right, my aqaid and beliefs right. Akhlaq now is a challenge. They will give the certificate, the wife. The wife will give the certificate, he's still the same. Then he's going to break you after that. I thought I changed. How I stepped up like this now. Still shouting, still having attitude. So be conscious. All this is for me. All this is for me to come right. So tonight, the last night of Ramadan, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah says that he heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Jannah becomes perfumed. Jannah becomes perfumed with the sweetest fragrance in Ramadan. Now, who doesn't love wood burner? Right? Allah Pak take us Umrah and Hajj over again. And when you enter the haram that time, go into the hotel and you smell the oud burning. He said, I made it, I'm here now. Now in Medina Sharif. And you see all fumes, the smoke of the oud, you feel now you're like a jannati life already. So Allah Ta'ala also in the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala perfumes Jannah with the sweetest fragrance. From the beginning of the year till the end, it is being brightly decorated for this blessed month, for the month of Ramadan. When the first night of Ramadan appears, a wind blows from beneath the arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That wind is called Muthira, which causes the leaves of the trees of Jannah to rustle and the door handles to sound, causing such a beautiful sound as had never been heard before. All this happens in Ramadan, the first day it happened. The Hur, the beautiful ladies of Jannah, they step forward till they appear in the center of the balconies of Jannah, saying, is there anyone making dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for us, that Allah ta'ala may marry us to him? Subhanallah. These women then call out, O Ridwan, the keeper of Jannah. He's the doorkeeper of Jannah. What night is this? He replies, Labbaik. This is the first night of Ramadan. The doors of Jannah are open for those who keep fast among the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All is happening in the skies. You believe it. Our iman is in the unseen. There's the first night of Ramadan already. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Ridwan, this is the doorkeeper of Jannah. Open the doors of Jannah. And O Malik, the keeper of the doors of Jahannam, close the doors of Jahannam. Shut them closed. For those who fast from the Ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannah is open for them. By listening to the hadith, they say when listening to the ta'lim and the mubarak words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said the reality is we should picture ourselves sitting in Masjid al-Nabi around the minbar, and Nabi of Allah is speaking to us right now. Because Allah has given us the opportunity to quote the exact words that emanated from the mouth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we're sitting in that halqa right now of ta'lim in Masjid al-Nabi. O Jibreel, go down to the earth and tie the evil shayateen. Put them in chains and throw them into the oceans so that they make no mischief, thereby spoiling the fast of the ummah of my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands a caller from the heavens to call out 3 times on every night of Ramadan. Is there anyone begging of me that I may grant him his desire? Is there anyone repenting to me that I may show mercy to him? Is there anyone begging for forgiveness that I may forgive him? Who is there who shall give a loan? Who is Allah is calling out? Who is there who shall give a loan to the one, that is Allah, whose wealth does not diminish? Who will give me a loan? My wealth doesn't diminish when I'm asking you for a loan, and the one who repays without any decrease. Who is there to invest right now? Who is there to give? Rasulullah s.a.w. then said, every day at the time of iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets free 1 million people. Iftari time. 1 million people from the fire of Jahannam, all of whom had already earned entrance into Jahannam. Allah frees. This is a wholesale now. The wholesale bepari. Allah is open. On the last night he sets free, on the last night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala sets free as many as had been set free throughout the month. On the last night. Put all together, Allah Ta'ala sets it free. On the night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, go down to the earth with a group of malaika, angels. They go down carrying a green flag, which is then planted on top of the Ka'batullah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam himself has 100 wings, only 2 of which are spread out on this night. He spreads out these wings, which cover the east to the west. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then sends out the malaika in all directions to recite salam. Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. To make salam upon each and everyone they find in ibadat or sitting, performing salah and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They shake hands with them. They shake hands with them on the night of Qadr. And say Ameen to all the du'as until Fajr. When Fajr comes, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam calls out, depart O Malaika of Allah, depart. The Malaika then asks, O Jibreel, but what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do regarding the needs of the faithful people from among the Ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah has done? Is he going to give it to them? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam replies, Allah ta'ala looked at them with mercy and forgave them all except 4 kinds of people. Then we the Sahaba was sitting there, they listened to this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, who are they, ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they are the people who drink wine. Allah saved the ummah from wine, from drugs. The du'as are not accepted. That's why they still have few moments to make tawbah istighfar. Allah's door is still open. They are the people who drink wine. Those who are disobedient to their parents. The du'as are not accepted also. If we have parents have passed on into the qabr, then they say, then make du'a istighfar for them. Ya Allah, forgive my parents, forgive my father. Person makes istighfar for his parents, and the day of Jumu'ah he goes to the Qabristan, the day of Qiyamah, Allah will write him among the obedient children to his parents. The door is still open, although the parent is gone. Those who do not speak to the near relatives, also they wasn't accepted in the mushahin. We asked Ya Rasulullah, who is the mushahin? He replied, those who have ill feelings in their hearts for their brothers and break up relations with them, whether they're real brothers or they're Muslim brothers. They have evil, clear the hearts from everyone. Ya Allah, I've got nothing against anyone. Ya Allah, forgive me and forgive him also. I want you to do three quls. Did three quls, if not Yasin Sharif, Ya Allah, send it to that person. And if I owe him anything, in the sense now that I've used him or told him anything bad, then Ya Allah, on my behalf, you repay him. The night of Eid al-Fitr. Now when we say this, we think of somebody distant, but Hazrat says, who is the first person? My own wife. I hurt her, told her anything, etc., etc. Ya Allah, you repay on my behalf. But we mention if it's monetary, then three quls don't work. Yes, he had three quls now for the stress we put him through. But I still have to repay him. Make the niyat now, Allah will give the barakat. The night of Eid al-Fitr, which is tonight. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the night of Eid al-Fitr, the night that is called Laylatul Ja'iza, the night of prize giving. Abba, what you brought for me? What you brought for me? The children are waiting, open their bags. Comes along. On the morning of Eid, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sends down the malaika to all the lands. They stand at the entrance of roads, calling out with a voice that is heard by all except man and jinn. What they call out tomorrow as we go for Eid Salah. O Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come out of your houses towards a Rabb, a Lord, that is noble and gracious, who grants much and pardons the major sins. When they go towards the places for the Eid Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the malaika, what is the reward? Allah asked them, what is the reward of that worker who has completed his work? He kept roza for me. What should I give him now? He kept roza, he spent time in i'tikaf. Hazrat says, this is all Allah Ta'ala. Those that are in i'tikaf are the chosen ones. If only we realize. Already this started from when? Allah barik lana fi Rajab. Nabi of Allah was so excited. Ramadan is coming. Rajab is making dua. Ya Allah, I want to see Ramadan. I want to see Ramadan. I want to see Ramadan. Nabi of Allah, what he understood of Ramadan is making dua from Rajab. Then Sha'aban. Then Ramadan came. Then he told the Ummah, Ramadan 10 nights rahmat. Get the rahmat of Allah. If you didn't get it, then second 10 nights ask for maghfirat. And now if you really want to be the guest of Allah, Allah's house open for you. Allah has chosen you, come now. Come and sleep in my house, leave your home and come sleep here. I'll give you your rahmat, maghfirat and everything. This is i'tikaf, especially the VIPs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now Allah asks, what should I give them? What should I give the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is why we say we came up from i'tikaf, the little things, the four actions, etc. Should not be that Allah wants to give us tomorrow, but the Ummah now goes and misses Fajr Salah, or is late for Fajr Namaz, and then now he looks in the mirror, I'm not looking right. I'm not looking right. My face is itching. Put oil on it. Hazrat says now, sometimes the baby beard, curls up at labor and comes into your mouth. So he says, now if you're a two-year-old child eating breakfast every morning, he comes there and he sticks his fingers in your mouth. What are you going to say? Bring the chopper? Cut his hand off? Say, better, don't do that. What you'll give him? Give him his own bowl. And you eat yourself. Even though you mess now, but you eat yourself. You don't cut his hand off. So he says, don't cut the beard now. Baby beard also, say, better, put some oil on you. Hey, behave now, go down. Go down. That's how Allah will love you. That now you look like my Habib alayhi salatu wassalam. Yes, the challenges will be there. Now I don't have a habit put my pants above the ankles and to keep a beard, to wear my topi, to keep sunnat hair, sunnat libas, etc. Right? And all these other type of fashionable things that the kuffar have given us, sprays and all that. I've got itar, I've got this, I've got... My sunnat lifestyle, Allah loves so much for me. I want that. The desire must come in the heart and nothing is stopping me. I'm the one stopping myself. And definitely no wife will complain. No wife will complain that you became very pious. She's too happy. Every wife will be happy. Bring the talim of home in the house. So Allah says, what is the reward of that worker who has completed his work? That's why Allah gives the example. Don't be like that worker number three. When the two were digging, you were standing there with your spade and making jokes only. And when the boss came now to say, boss, what about me? He said, bring the spade. I'll whack you with the same spade. You didn't do any work. You didn't do any work and now you want pay. That's what we'll tell them. He said, now you want pay. You need a hiding. In fact, we'll deduct your pay. Allah says, I'll still pay you. Hoping now that a person will come right. The malaika reply, O Allah, O our master, it is only a right that he should receive his reward in full. Malaika are saying, for the source in i'tikaf every night, whether he was sleeping or so. We slept for what purpose? I wake up for Jannah namaz, I wake up for sehri, that too is ibadat. So the niyat always in i'tikaf was the next namaz, the next namaz. And the hadith sharif says, whoever now waits in the masjid for the next salah is already in namaz. Person who makes intizar, waits for namaz, Allah records for him as if he's already in namaz, and malaika make two duas for him. Ya Allah, forgive him, have mercy upon him. So for 10 days also we did nothing. This thing in the house of Allah, preparing for next namaz, it was like for 10 days we were in namaz. For 10 days we were in salah, getting the reward of salah. Even though we're eating in between, is eating why? To get strength for salah. We weren't going to business, we weren't doing anything else. It was only namaz, Quran, zikr, program. So the entire 10 days was ibadat. That's why we say we are the VIPs of Allah. If you're out of i'tikaf, then it's a different issue altogether, because then it wasn't a whole day of salah. I still got this taqaza, that taqaza, I had to do this, I had to do that. He was just a little bit on the phone, we had to do. We had to just take care of things. Ulama say permissible. So Allah, O Rabb, it is only a right that he should receive his reward in full. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, I call you witness. Allah, imagine, Allah doesn't have to do this for us. We are slaves. Allah says, O malaika, I call you to witness, O my malaika, for them having fasted during the month of Ramadan, and for them having stood before me in salah by night, that is, Taraweeh. I have granted them as a reward, my pleasure. My pleasure. Allah says, I'm happy. I'm happy with them. Hazrat says, we don't understand what is the pleasure of Allah. Let there be tension in the house, and the wife is not talking. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Finally she says, make maaf, it's finished. Oof, how the tension is now. Now I can relax. Yeah, it's true that I couldn't eat properly also. Head wasn't working. Now sometimes the parents are upset. Parents are upset and say, what? Just forget about it. Say, oh, no. How they didn't finish these few days. Allah says, my pleasure for them. I'm happy with them. And subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala blessed such children, they kept roza also. He said, at least use them as a wasila, intermediary. Allah to the barakah of my masoom children, roza accept me. Where they learn roza in my home? Gunegar like me? Ya Allah, my children have such jazba, and such zeal to keep roza, how they waited for iftari and sehri. Ya Allah, to their barakah accept the whole house. And this is sunnah also, to use now somebody as an wasila, intermediary, for duas to be accepted. So Allah Ta'ala says, for them having stood before me in salah by night, I have granted them as a reward my pleasure. And I have granted them forgiveness. I have granted them forgiveness. All my servants ask of me, day of Eid. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu's riwayat. He says that the last person, last jannati, to go to Jannat, he'll be burnt in Jahannam, like how coal is burnt. Black. Finished. There is no time to even take a breath of relaxation, nothing whatsoever. This is azab upon azab. And he'll be absolutely tired, broken. Ya Allah, how much more? How much more? One water to drink? Hameen, boiling water, burn intestines. Ya Allah, hunger. Allah will give him food of thorny food that will tear the intestines apart. Then Allah will repair it, and again it will happen. Every time we go through the pain, every time through the pain. And then they say the day will come. When the kuffar will taunt him. You say, you said you are Islam. Abdul said, I'm Islam. You say, you are Islam. What was the benefit? You together with us here in Jahannam? You're paying with us over here? Then Allah will hear this. They're taunting him, whereas he got an iota of iman in him. Allah's rahmat will come into, or gush forth into Josh. O malaika, take him out now. Take him out. So they'll pull him out and be panting, tired, finished, Ya Allah, how much more I'm carry on giving, not ending, and there's no moat. So there's a river called Nahrul Hayat, the river of life. Allah will say, dip him one time into this. So they'll dip him and take him out and be fresh, sparkling, clean. Everything repaired, handsome as ever. He won't believe it, Ya Allah, what happened to me? Mahmoud Sa'ab Rahimahullah used to say that we hear this hadith and who we think about? Somebody else. He says, you think it's you. Nothing is somebody else, somebody distant, some gunegar person. If they think it's you, Allah, you save me. Umar bin Khattab used to say that if on the day of Qiyamah Allah announces everyone going to Jannah besides one going to Jahannam, he says 100% that one will be me going to Jahannam. And if all Allah says goes to Jahannam and one go to Jannah, he says 100% that one Jannati will not be me. I don't have any guarantee on myself. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. So Mufti Mahmud Sahib would say, you must think, Ya Allah, that is me. Allah save me from that. Allah will dip him and take him out. And then Allah will leave him to stand there. And but imagine the tiredness now. Just wants to have some rest a little bit. Then Allah will cause like an oasis to appear before him. Beautiful trees. Clean, pure water. And he'll see it. Ya Allah, so beautiful. Now when we describe Jannah to ourselves, we don't have to think about it. So unfortunately we have to give fake examples. All you see is Jumeirah. Jumeirah is called that? Jumeirah. Or Jumeirah what? Right, you see is Jumeirah. Say, hey, what a place. Like sometimes you see that advert, a person sitting there on his beach chair or pool chair, whatever it is. He got his big topi on over there with his orange juice. With the umbrella there, palm tree one side, you've got the ocean. You say, hey, what holiday that is. Sometimes you don't realize you're sitting there, but you don't feel like that. You're sitting there, but when you see it, it feels different. But when you're in it, you don't feel like that. It's different. Because it's dhoka, it's deception. It's dhoka, deception. It's the feeling you get when, as Hakim Sahib said, when you walk into Baytullah and you say, Mera waqt muhtanam aya. Allah, I see the Hajj Aswad, I see the Multazam. My time has come now. The time of my life. When I walk down, Babu Salam, walking to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to picture my mind, Allah, I'm the little baby of the Ummah, and my Nabi is waiting to hold me, grab me. Come, my better, you came. So death now is a different feeling. Holidays, you don't get the feeling. It's haram feeling. What are you talking about? So he sees that little oasis of his. So he says, Ya Allah, say, udnini min. Ya Allah, just take me nearby. Allah says, O Bani Adam, O Ibn Adam. Hadith says, Ya Ibn Adam, O the son of Adam, I know you very well. If I give you a chance to go there, like in our language now, if I give you my finger, you take my hand. Allah says, if I give you, they will ask something else. He says, Wallahi, O my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, just let me go and rest. I won't ask you for anything else. Allah will allow him, Malaika take him. They'll be relaxing there, seeing the place, enjoying the cool water. From where he came? From where? He came. And then, Allah will make another oasis appear before him. Even more beautiful. Never saw beauty in his life like this. And he looked at it. He said, Ya Rab, udnini min. Ya Allah, take me nearby then. But say, I told you. You misunderstood. Ya Allah, I won't ask you again. I won't ask. I said, Ibn Adam, I know you. I designed you. But Allah won't ask you. So Allah will transport him. And what he'll see, what the pleasures of Jannah, we can't even fathom. We can't even now really give a similar to it in dunya. There he'll be enjoying himself, security, there he's free, nothing to worry about. And as he's going around seeing all the pleasures of that place, another one will pop up. You say, Allah, what is that? He looks, Ya Allah, let's go have a look. Ibn Adam, I told you, you'll never get satisfied. Allah, I promise, I won't ask again for anything. Look at Allah's muhabbat. Allah will allow him. He'll go there. As he's relaxing, he hears some sound behind him. He'll look back and he'll see the door of Jannah. You see the door of Jannah. Hadith Sharif says that when Jannati will go to Jannah, he will just see the door and he will stay at the door for how long? 40 years. 40 years he'll just stay at the door. When I read this riwayat, I thought, Ya Allah, 40 years only staring at the door. Then you realize people now, when they put a new door in the house, and you got an eye for woodwork, and you're also building your house, and now you see this person's front door, say, what a design this is. We feed it, texture. Like, how you got this finish? And then what he put on there? How many times he sandpapered the thing? And then he put this varnish, and again sandpapered the thing, and then again he did this again. Say, Subhan, what a door this. What kind of hinges you put, and what kind of lock you put also? Oh, you got a double lock, double security, and this and that. The door will take you about 10 minutes, you see, because now you want Where you got it from? Who's your guy? Alright. Yeah, you can call him, give him reference, I give you a reference, etc. Only the door becomes a discussion on the supper table. Right, Yusuf? Yusuf knows about this. Allah give barakat. But you got an eye for these things. And how he matches the tile. How the whole thing just flows. Just flows. What are you talking about now? Designing the house. Goes to another thing. As I say, this whole education system in reality, Allah Ta'ala has blessed the Ummah, but we lost our way of education. We have also in our Islamic and our Sharia, and from Hadith and Quran, we also have a system of education which we haven't explored. But nowadays we hear about now medicine, we hear about anesthetic, and we hear about hygiene, sanitation. Where it came from? Spain. That is the height of education in the world at that time. Everything, irrigation system, water system, this system, that, all happened over there, from Spain. And Dunya is still enjoying that. They took all those journals, Arabic journals, arithmetic, algebra, geometry, science, right? The eye also, all started there, Dr. Sir, am I right? All started there. Ibn Sina was one of the masterminds of it. And many of them, all translated now, first they put it to Latin and Greek, as if it was there. And then now they put it in our language, where the markaz was there. So this is how they got it. There are no school over there at that time. Even now he says, I went to Spain a few years ago. He says, now you go and see Spain also. It is very ancient some places. The cobblestone. And they have there also places there, like the double garage. Double garage came from there, Spain. The Muslims. They used to park their ox and cart. And they used to have transport system for the children to come to madrasa, maktab. And a complete system over there, how they surround everything according to deen and sharia. And that time the language was Arabic. And they had the slogan, the right to La ghaliba illallah. That there is no ghalib, there is no dominator besides Allah. This became a slogan in Spain at that time, all over the world in the masajid. La ghaliba illallah. The dominator is only Allah. Now even the Christians that are there, they made this now, what you call it, like a hashtag, they put it on t-shirts, they put it on the capsule. Because they look so lovely. La ghaliba illallah. Jamaat went to South America, one area over there to the same masjid, you see the same architecture and the same calligraphy there also. Allah had given them such shan and status and splendor in Spain at that time. 800 years they ruled. And Allah Ta'ala took them to the pinnacle. See how they became scientists, how they became navigators, how they became astronomers. All those happened from there. Alright? When it came to anesthetic, when it came to sanitation, and when it came to all those things over here, quarantine, all started in Spain to quarantine the person. Alright? So how it happened? You see, all this happened through the barakat of Quran and Hadith. Now, how's the link Quran and Hadith? Ajib Hazrat has a whole talk by him on this, that Allah Ta'ala has given the Quran is such a kitab. Such a kitab Quran is, that if you really want to understand a certain ayat, really Allah, what is the secret behind this ayat? You got to ponder. Afala yatadabbaruna al-Quran. Don't they ponder over the Quran Sharif? So Allah Ta'ala will give you. You take one ayat and you ponder, apply your mind. Allah will open avenues. Ya Allah, this is it. Example, some years ago, there was an Egyptian doctor. He's an eye specialist. And very common cataract of the eye. Cataract. So he began exploring Quran Sharif. There must be something. And Quran is everything. That is our belief is. Quran has everything in there. So he began to now, where in the Quran it speaks about the eye, something about the eye. So where we find it? Surah Yusuf. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam lost his eyesight. There must be something in here, and it got restored also. Eyesight got restored also. Ya Allah, what happened over here? He wasn't born blind, he became blind. وَبِيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ Quran says his eyes became white. It was a cataract. So much of crying, that he lost his eyesight. وَبِيَضَّتْ means he became white. When he had a cataract over his eye, couldn't see it anymore. He cried so much. Out of grief. مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٍ suppressing the grief and cry. So he lost his eyesight. And then when the brothers came to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the whole incident opened up. أَنْتَ يُوسُفَ أَيُّ يُوسُفَ أَنَا يُوسُفَ هَذَا أَخِي I am Yusuf, my brother. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ Allah has been kind to us. What he told him, اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيسِ هَذَا فَأَنْقُوهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ أَبِي يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا Clear ayat. Take this kurta of mine and falquhu ala wajhi abi and throw it and place it over the face of my father, his eyesight will return. He allowed the link. One is not the mu'jiza of the Nabi. But Quran is logical, fond over the ayat. So he carry on repeating the ayat, repeating. This is the system of Quran. Make the dabbur, apply your mind. Ponder over the ayat, ponder as you carry on reading with a clear and clean heart. Allah opens different things of the ayat. So as he began to read the ayat, reading it, and something on the mind heavy on him, because now he's a eye specialist. We can avoid the operation and the procedure, why not? The Quran has answers to everything. The Allah is still in his heart. But what's in the kurta of Yusuf? What's in the kurta of Yusuf can only be his perspiration. Only be his perspiration. He wore the kurta. They take this kurta of mine, throw it over his face, and his eyesight will return. Then he thought to himself, let's explore and experiment with perspiration of insan. So he made some eye drops. I remember the article came out. He made some eye drops and he tried on some of his patients, and the cataract cleared up. So he sent the entire research to Switzerland, I think somewhere, Switzerland, to patent it or something like that. Once he sent it there, there was no news of him. Disappeared off the grid. What happened to him, Allah? Wasn't good for business. So one ayat Allah Ta'ala has put in there. So that time, Hazrat says they all became scientists and doctors and engineers. From where? From the Darulum. They were sitting in the sabak, and that student has some inclination towards bridges and mountains, etc. Allah said, "Afala yanzurun." Don't you see the camel? Look at the earth. Look at the ilal jibali. Kayfa nusibat? Wa ilal ardi kayfa sutihat? Ponder, think. How Allah Ta'ala made this? How Allah Ta'ala made it? What's in the structure of it? What's in the elements of it? And Allah will open up. Okay, this is how you do it. Allah, man hasn't made anything. He just copied Allah Ta'ala's prototype. In the same way, they began to ponder, and things opened up. And from there they branched off now. From Quran and Hadith, qualified as an alim, and from there he had inclination towards certain things from Quran now. The Quran spurred it in him. He heard this ayat, I wonder what's it about. From there he branched off now into science. And then he branched, Hazrat says, learn science also, learn geography, no problem, but learn it from Quran. Why? It will teach you the workings of Allah. How splendid my Allah operates everything. So khair have you been there. The oasis in the door of Jannah. 40 years you see the door of Jannah. So when it comes to this also, before Spain, Hazrat says, in Surah Namal, the ant, Allah Ta'ala gives the story of Sulaiman Ali Salatu Salam. At that time, Allah Ta'ala had given him such engineering skills. Such engineering skills he had, Allah had given him at that time. Right? When it came to the throne, transport the throne of Sheba, Bilqis. She's in Yemen. He's in Sham, Palestine. Who will bring the throne? And they say her throne was, don't know how many tons it must have been, of gold and silver, rubies and emeralds. It was within 7 chambers, secured. They worship the sun. Who will bring it? So Ifritu min al-jinn, a giant jinn stood up. O Sulaiman, I will bring it. How quick you bring it? Anta qum min maqami. Before you stand up, I'll bring it. Quickly, I'll just fly over. Pick it up and I'll bring it away before you can stand up from here. That was a jinn. So Allah wanted to highlight the power of ilm. That was a jinn. Allah has given him that type of ability. But Allah wanted to highlight to the ummah that more than that is the power of ilm of Quran Sharif, the knowledge of Quran and Hadith. قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب. قال the one who had the knowledge of the Kitab of Sulaiman, he said, أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك. O Sulaiman, I will bring her throne before you can blink your eye. Before you can blink your eye, it will be here. So he tasked him. His name was Asif. Asif bin Barkhiya. Asif was his name. And he knew the Ismi Zat. He knew the special names of Allah. If you call Allah by these names, the dua is accepted immediately, instantly. He says, do it. He just took the name of Allah and the throne was here. Transported already. So he disguised the throne. When she came, then he asked her, قِيلَ هَكَذَا عَرْشُكَ. He asked her, is this your throne? قَالَتْ كَأَنَّهُ هُو. So she saw, he said, it looks like his mind. It looks like it. أُوْتِينَ الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. So say unto Allah, that we have been given knowledge before you also. Allah gave us the knowledge of all these things. You see? And then he set up for her now a palace for Bilqis. He built a palace for her. Look at his engineering. That time Allah Ta'ala had given him. What palace he built for her? This is Sarhum Mumarradum min Qawarir. Qila laha Udkhuli Sarh. So he said to her, they enter this palace. فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ حَسِبَتُهُ لُجَّةً وَكَشَفَتْ أَنْ سَاقِيهَا When she saw the palace, she went to take a step inside. She thought that it was glass. But he had tiled the entire palace with see-through glass. And there was rivers running underneath, streams. So when she went to step on it, thinking now that that's a river and a stream, she lifted the skirt a bit. And she revealed her shins. Then she realized, this is walking on tile. What kind of tile? See through crystal glass. It was so thin, but yet so tough. Allah had given him that type of engineering. That time. Now the Chinese are going to make a glass bridge. Then it was collapsing. So that went to Mubarak in Medina Munawara. Right, some years ago they put that glass over there. You'll find. All is cracked now. So insan as it hasn't caught up to that sciences yet, and that engineering. Allah Ta'ala has given in Quran, ponder over it, those that have a flair for it, Allah will open up now how to design this type of glass. And by doing it through Quran, you get a reward for it. So this person sees the door of Jannah, after being so tired. And then Allah will open the door a little bit. And he just have a peep inside. So insan is insan. Ya Allah, what's inside? And you see things are busy over there. Things are happening over there. Like for our understanding, things are happening, like how you take a child to the merry-ground. His head doesn't work. We say, go on this ride, go on that ride, go on the roller coaster. Abba, he's running. Better, by where you're going to go first? Anyway, I want to go there and I want to go there also. See, we'll go to one thing at a time. How the child is so excited. His head doesn't work. His head doesn't work. So when he looks, peeps inside Jannah, what's happening there? You can see, big thing, things happening there, the sea there, private beach, private yacht is parked over there. You got the Ducati, Bugatti, everything. No speed, autobahn, okay, just go speed you want to, no problem. Nobody will stop you, you got your super bikes, whatever you want. See, Allah, what's happening there? Whose garage is that? Some Emirati's garage, all the story. Allah said, no, it's Jannah that. Oh, but Allah is quite full already. Allah said, no, it's yours. For me. My Jannat. Allah says, gee. And who's all the people in there then? All your caterers, they're waiting for you. They're waiting for you. The show is already about to start. As it says in our words, not for us to understand. The stage is already set up. The lighting work has been done already. The screens have been put up already. And in Jannah, when a person enters, subhanallah, subhanallah, as he enters, then the entire stage is set up, the screens are set up in our language, and the singers and dancers are waiting for you. Who are the hurs of Jannah? And they will sing for the Jannati. We are the hurs of Jannah, where Allah has married to you. You will never become old, you will never become sick, we will always be virgins for you. Yeah, at the end of the season, who are these? I never saw a woman in my life like this. Allah says, stop looking, start doing something now. These are all your hurs. Allah always says, mine. When he looks inside, looks this side, see the lowest jannati is jannat will be 10 times the size of the dunya. You will never get to the end of exploring it. You'll just carry on riding and riding and exploring, and something different here, something the theme is different there, and there the environment is different, there the sun is different, there the moon. There's no end to this thing. He says he'll be riding on his horse. Riding on his horse and on the seashore. I haven't seen this part of my Jannat as yet. And then you see a massive pearl. That is in the building there also. Round buildings. Massive pearl. What a beautiful pearl, ya Allah. What's in it? As it comes near, it will just pop open and hur will come out. Say, how many thousand years are waiting for you still? Finally you came away. As I said, eating a fruit. Eating fruit and the fruits of the grapes and the guavas of Jannah is the same name of dunya, but the fruits are different over there. And every time a person takes a different bite, the enjoyment is different. And as you get to the end of it, unlike the fruits of dunya, as you get to the center of the fruit, then by mistake you bite on the seed itself. Then they realize the seed was right over there. And as you take the last bite, and you look at it, you see the worm is there. Oh, how many already ate? See, Jannat is just like that. It's only pleasure. You eat and the taste is getting better. Now he's waiting for the next bite. The next bite, and then Hazrat says, as he gets to the pit of it, all of a sudden it bursts open and food comes out. He found me. He found me. He says, where you came from? Different color of hair. What is like brunette or blonde? Says, Allah kept me for you here. Finally you got me. This height, that height, this cheek, this color. What more is left? Targhib or Targhib is mentioned in this. Sitting on his 500 beds. 500 beds. Silken beds. Now we have water beds and all. This is reclining. Go this side is cushions. As he goes on this side, the whole host of women talking, waiting for him. And he's been talking for years, just looking at the beauty, one thing. And as I say, the beauty there, and the love there is genuine. Not like this dunya. Dunya, you tell your wife you love her, she's not sure, maybe. Yeah. She asks you, really, you love me? Because you don't act like that, you don't perform like that. She says, there, when you see the hur of Jannah, her beauty and her heart is so pure, you see through her skin, her heart, your name written in her heart. You see your name actually in her heart. 70 garments of Jannah worn at the same time, the fabric is so delicate. They say you can pull 72 or 70 garments through a ring. The material is so delicate. How we have in dunya, what they call it? That you can see through? Huh? Chiffon they have. Whatever they have, the type of dress, you know. Sometimes you see they have the see-through here and see-through over there. Whatever type. 70 garments they'll have. I know, boy, why do you put them? The curtain. You see, Imran is becoming a grandfather. He's really touched. Really touched. Anyway, khair. Chiffon and some other word they use for it also. Anyway, khair. So you say, describe. And then the rewrite is also, when she'll walk towards you, as you walk in, they all come to meet you. And as it says, in every step she takes towards you, in every step, he said, now Allah forgive us, we only know the haram way. How women walk on the catwalk. You see how her gestures are, how she'll walk towards you, that every step she takes will be like 1,000 invitations towards pleasure. Then why are you wasting time? Why are you wasting time? So he said, when he enters the Jannah, Allah says, go. As he enters there, he sees the whole show has started. And the bounties, and the food, the kidras, the lu'umma kanoon. He says, his khadims will be like little pearls walking around. What can I serve you? What can I get you? What can I get you? He says, where do I start from? Allah will give him so much. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, Rabbi of Allah has given us a whole riwayat. He's overwhelmed by all his bounties. Allah, me, after doing what I did in dunya, you're giving me all of this. And then Allah will ask him after all the pleasures, that, oh my banda, is there anything more can I give you? Is there anything more that can I give you? So he says, the Jannah, the Nabi of Allah is quoting. Allah will ask him, can I give you anything else? So this Jannah will turn to Allah and he will respond and he will say, أَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِي وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. See, Allah, you playing the fool with me, whereas you are Rabbul Alameen. You will give me more. The Nabi of Allah smiled. See, he gives such a big smile, you could see the inside of his mouth also. The Jannah, you say, Allah, you're playing with me. You are Rabbul Alameen. Allah says, from now, I will never be angry with you. I'll always be happy with you. See, this is the pinnacle, the height of the pleasure of Jannah. Allah will never become upset with me now. This is the last Jannah, only Allah is prepared to give so much. After he did so much of guna, but then Allah says, this is how Allah will bless him. But this is the night Allah Ta'ala wants to give us also. Let's finish the riwayat, inshallah. And I can finish you off also. So I swear by my honor and my greatness that whatever you shall beg of me this day in this gathering of yours regarding the needs of the hereafter, I shall grant you the day of Eid. Whatever you shall ask for your worldly need, I shall grant it. Ask dunya, ask akhirat also. Now the ladies might think, what's for us now? Mota said the itikaf. Alright, what's for us? They got double the reward. Because our itikaf is based upon their qurbani at home. They allowed us to come. They ran the house for 10 days. Sometimes the children got sick. This happened, that happened. Alhamdulillah, we were in the masjid, they will get double the reward and the first share of it. That person, I told you, 500 beds is leaning upon. He's reclining this side. He says, he's just now, just enjoying himself over here, getting to know them. And the riwayat says, that somebody will slap him on his back. Somebody will give him. He'll turn around, she'll say, how long am I waiting for you? He says, where you came from? I've been waiting here for so many years. So, the riwayat describer, but we can't describe to the brothers right now, they're all keeping Rosa. But they give the features of her also. Her physical features. Right, inshallah ta'ala will give man now 100 horsepower. 100 horsepower. Allah Pak will give him Jannat. You see? So the whole riwayat comes in, inshallah, in other majalis, inshallah, then we can discuss these things. For now we got Rosa and we'll be home tonight, inshallah. So, as you see, just hold your horses for now, inshallah. So Allah Ta'ala has swear by my honor that as long as you share. Remember now, the wife says, oh, who's what about us? So the riwayat says, she'll be the queen. And these women are so beautiful, she'll be a culmination of all their beauty. Because Sahabiyat asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They actually came to ask Nabi, Allah, they'll get who's, what about us now? We serving them, all their nakhras, one day they want so many sugar, then one day they want it cold, one day they want it hot, one day he wants it. This old man don't finish, he finishes us. What about us? The Nabi of Allah says, you will be the queens of this woman. Well, Nabi of Allah, how come? Because the salah you perform. Because the Quran you read. And the hajj you have every month. And you make sabr and patience upon that. And all your ibadat, that will be your makeup and your beauty. In Jannah, you will outshine all the spouses. When he will see you, they will just disappear. They will just disappear. They'll be actually just working for you. Although they may be looking so beautiful, but you'll be the queen of all of them. When you come, you'll just call the shots. They will just disappear after that. That is now for a person whose wife is together with him on the same page also. And subhanallah, Allah will give them Jannah to life, and they also should become the queen of Jannah for him. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I swear by my honor that as long as you shall obey my commands, Allah is saying on the day of Eid, I shall cover up your faults. What covering up the faults, subhanallah? Ulama say, we make dua, Allah give us salamat, afiyat, sukoon, chain. Allah give us good life. But what's the cherry on the top? Allah keep me with izzat and honor till death. I can have all the money, people despise me. I can have the best of knowledge or best of things, but I got no honor. People took my honor away. I can have nothing, but people respect me, alhamdulillah. That is everything, respect. Allah keep with respect, Allah take with respect. So Allah says, I shall cover up your faults. By my honor and my greatness do I swear that I shall never disgrace you with the sinful people and disbelievers. I will keep your izzat till maut. Depart from here, you are forgiven. You have pleased me and I am pleased with you. This is Eid day. Allah give us the reality of it. The malaika on seeing this great reward given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Eid al-Fitr become greatly pleased and happy. Because they saw him the night of Etikab, how he was. He left his bed at home. He slept on the mattress over here. Alright, slept on the mattress over here. There at home, mashallah, everything is quiet. Over here, somebody to put him to sleep every night. Lullaby. Person, mashallah, was cutting wood and is cutting this and how he put you to sleep and then how he woke you up again. Allah, he said, oh, like I said, he went through all of this. Right, one bathroom, he can't make salam, in and out at home, he's like a king. So Allah says, I'll forgive him. I'll give him what he wants today. Malaika become pleased with it. O Allah Ta'ala, make us also among those fortunate ones. Ameen. But the Shaykh thereafter, brothers, just bear with me, inshallah. Just finish a few pages, then we can take a break, inshallah. Commentary. The previous, the Shaykh is writing now. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, what a wali of Allah. Fully understand his maqam and what he's given us after all these years. These pages he put together, we can't match it really. Buried in Jannatul Baqi. And you see at the time of his mort also, subhanallah, what iman his family had. Mullah Yusuf Mutala Sahib mentioned to us that his muhtaram wife, Apa was there, Madina Munawwara, or some family member was there. In the room, the Shaykh Begum Sahiba with his wife in the room. But the Shaykh just passed away. In Madina Munawwara, his house was just outside Babul Baqi, few steps away. But it was very close. So the Shaykh passed away, and then the news went upstairs to his honorable wife. The Shaykh had just passed away. Look at the iman and the connection to Allah. Allah give us the type of connection. When she heard that he had passed away, she said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." She took out her earrings, she took out her bangles and her chain. The ladies are there, "Apa, why are you doing this? Iddat has started. Allah's command, you can't beautify yourself." So conscious of the command of Allah. Iddat started, you can't wear jewelry, you can't beautify yourself. She fulfilled the command of Allah first. What connection to Allah, tabarakat. Usually a woman will now flare up. "Ya Allah, husband is gone." Allah's command came first. The previous pages of this book already covered almost all that is contained in this last long hadith. A few points need attention. We see here that there are a few people who are not forgiven in Ramadan and are very unfortunate by not being able to share the great gifts of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the morning of Eid. Among them are those who fight and argue among themselves and those disobedient to their parents. It is asked those people one question: "We have displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and having done so, what other place can you go to besides Allah? Where are you going to go now? You didn't get forgiveness, you displeased Allah. Where are you going to go to?" We feel very sad that for some reason or the other, you have made yourself the target for the curse of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. While at the same time, you have been left out from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, which is granted freely. Who else can grant you safety? Who and what can stand by your side when you carry the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who can help you when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's close angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has made dua against you, while Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is excluding you from His forgiveness and mercy? I beg you, my dear brother and sister, to think about your position at this moment. The Shaykh is saying, think about your position at this moment, and none of us are free of some of these gunas. Allah give us the reality. They say, "I beg you, dear brother and sister, to think about your position at this moment. Think and give up all that, and think and give up all that which drives you away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Give it up now, for Allah's sake. You couldn't secure the forgiveness of Allah now. Now give up your masti now. Give it up with the pleasure of Allah. Don't go back to it. There is time to change and repent, and now is the time. Now is the time. You're sitting still in the itikaf. We can still cover it up. This time we're not reading the hadith after Eid namaz. We're reading it now. So we still have the few hours, now turn to Allah. Tomorrow you will stand before a judge before whom no rank, honor, position and wealth shall help you. A judge, it is Allah, before whom only actions shall count. Only actions shall count, that will be the currency. And who is always aware of your every movement. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive our faults as far as our relationship with Him is concerned. If I hurt somebody, it's possibly now there will be a blockage between me and Allah. But if I repaired my relationship with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I have to still repay that person, but I didn't do it till Qiyamah the day, Allah will look at my amal, take pity on me, and Allah will pay on my behalf. Allah, because I became Allah's friend. I couldn't repay him, Qiyamah the day, Allah will repay him. Remember that Allah tabarak may forgive all our faults as far as our relationship with Him is concerned, but will not forgive without punishment your mistakes regarding other people. Rasulullah said, "The bankrupt one from among my ummah is that person who shall appear on the day of Qiyamah with good deeds like salah, fasting and charity. However, he had sworn at someone, falsely accused someone else and hurt someone. All these people will come forward with their complaints against him, giving witness against him. As a punishment, his good deeds shall be taken away and granted to the wronged ones. When his good deeds shall come to an end, the wrong person's sins shall be loaded upon him. When he's not able to pay the full penalty because of not having enough good deeds, in this manner he shall enter Jahannam. In spite of many good deeds, his state of regret and sorrow cannot be described. O Allah, save us from that." The last hadith also gives a joyous message to the fortunate ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He shall not disgrace and humiliate those who did their duties in front, the unbelievers and evildoers. This is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace and kindness. This is the importance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows to the position of the Muslims. Right now sitting here, my dear brothers, one is we introspect. We introspect. But if then to our hearts are so hard, and I don't amend my life, and I still have after Ramadan, how am I going to carry on with this? Introspect now, and at least today, let our eyes go to Gaza. It's the Eid day today. At least our hearts should become soft. the Sunnah, they're crying also. I don't have shoes today. They bombed our house. They bombed, we don't have shoes. We don't have clothing, clean clothes to wear. We have no bathroom and toilet to go to. At least our hearts should soften a little bit. Allah is prepared to forgive and keep it. Is that although they may be seen humiliated, but what honor Allah has given them in the world. The entire world loves them today. The entire world, kuffar also love them. So at least we can think about them, Ya Allah. What a situation they're in, but what love they have for Allah still. If only Allah gives me an iota of the love they have for Allah. Not one child has given up also. Still they love Allah. They still love the deen of Allah. They still love Al-Aqsa and Masjid al-Quds. If only we have just a little bit of sharam in our heart, Ya Allah. Now I'll give up all my masti now. Won't break the command of Allah. How Allah you want me, I will do it. So this thing for a moment, Ya Allah, we have a few hours left for this month to end. Look at the sharam. Today is the Eid day. What the Eid they are having. Our children are waiting back home. Papa is going to come. Daddy is going to come. Bhai is going to come. Who's coming for them? Child is left alone. Entire family wiped out. Walking around the street. Who will take me in? Who will take in this child today? And give him some Eid at least today. Who will give him the Eid today? There's no Eid. There's nothing there right now. They're waiting for Eid Salah. Performing Salah in rubble. But they're proud Muslims. They're still proud Muslims. Children, when we eat day, we still mimic the kuffar, that my new kurta is below my ankles. Ya Allah. Then to an eat day, I'm breaking the command of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Still not keeping my sunnat beard, my sunnat hair, my son, my children. Bring them up to the deen of Allah. At least now they say, if you don't change, now looking at what's happening at our own families in Gaza, when are we going to change? When is it going to come in my life? So joyous message to the fortunate ones. We are the fortunate. Allah Ta'ala says, He shall not disgrace, humiliate those who did the duty in front of the disbelievers. This is the sign of Allah Ta'ala's grace and kindness. This is the importance Allah Ta'ala shows to the position of the Muslims. For those who begged Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's pleasure, His blessing and favor, is that their faults and sins will also be covered. As Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah reports, just one page left. Because Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah reports, the Rasulullah said, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala should call a Muslim to come near him. Allah, don't think of anybody else. Allah should call a Muslim to come near him. Qiyamah, they all be lined up, Allah will call him. Come here. So he'll come. A curtain shall be closed so that none may see what is happening behind that curtain. Allah Ta'ala shall then remind him of each and every son of his. Allah will remind him. Remember that night. Remember that day. And as I mentioned now, we are doing some major sins, but we don't regard it to be major. These are major sins we involved in sometime, but we don't regard it to be. Allah will remind him. You think, Allah, but I didn't think that to be a big thing. It is a major sin. He broke my command. So Allah will remind him of each and every fault of his. Now when somebody opens your files in dunya, you say, Ya Allah, please. But just close it up. Here's your whole browsing history, yeah? You went this side. You say, please, just close it up. I know I did wrong. Don't even recollect it, don't recount it also. That's what they say. I know I'm wrong, finish. Don't start now. But the man says, no. Well, I have to recount every sin of yours now. What you have done. We are finished, but we don't hear the next one. We don't hear the next one. Allah Ta'ala will open up all the files and remind him of each and every fault of his which he shall be forced to admit. Yes, I did it. I did that. I did that. I did that. Seeing the great amount of his faults, he will feel that he has certainly failed and shall be destroyed. Allah Ta'ala will then say, in the world, I covered your gunas and your sins and faults, and today too, I will hide them. And I forgive them for you. That's why I called you behind closed doors. I don't want to embarrass you. And here also, Zakim Sahib will say, Allah actually did this in privacy not to hurt the heart of Rasulullah SAW. If you see the gunas he has done being your ummati, it will break your heart, my Nabi. Therefore, I'll take the hisab. I won't give it to you also. I will take the hisab kitab. Thereafter, his book of deeds shall be given to him. There is a certificate, now go. This hadith also states that the night before the day of Eid is called the night of prize giving. The night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the true reward. This night too should be properly appreciated. Usually once the announcement has been made that tomorrow is Eid, most of us, even the pious, enjoy ourselves in sleep on this night. Whereas this too is a night that should be spent in ibadat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever remained awake for the ibadah on the nights before both Eids, with the aim of gaining reward, his heart shall not die on the day when all hearts shall die. The meaning here is that at the time when evil will overpower the world, his heart will stay alive with iman, guarded against evil. Even it may also refer to the time when the trumpet will be blown to announce the day of Qiyamah. We heard this morning when we find the whole riwayat from Qiyamah, the first Nafqatul Ula, Nafqatul Thani, the first trumpet will be blown, dunya will be destroyed. Second trumpet will be blown, all will come back to life. All will come back to life. Abu Umama says, radiallahu anhu, that all of insan will come back to life again. And according to his a'mal, Allah will give him nur. Allah will give him nur according to his a'mal. Some will have so much of nur, like two power stations enough now to power up the entire earth. So much of nur. Some will have like mountains. Some will have now just the lowest one, just equal to the tip of his finger. It go off and on. Because the battery is getting dead. Then they will be called to pull sirat after the whole riwayat. Now to go over Pul Sirat, it's pitch dark. Quran says, قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. And dua, as we heard in the Qirat also, نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِإِيمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْنَا نُورَنَا. Yala, complete the nur. When I need the nur, the Pul Sirat will go over it, because it's dark. So person has enough nur, he'll just fly, I can see. Person's nur is off and on, you have to stop and mustn't fall. Slowly you have to move. Imagine now the torment of that. How tormenting that will be. Jahannam is at the bottom. Ya Allah. And then the munafiqeen will come. And they tell the believers that borrow us naqtabis min nurikum. Let us just borrow some nur of yours. They say, Qila, don't go back to your own nur. They do borrowing today. You had all the nights, you had Ramadan, you had all the a'mal. And subhanallah, Mr. Shafi'i Sahib has mentioned in Tafsir Ma'arif al-Quran, he mentioned about 10 a'mal, how to build your nur for the day of Qiyamah. How to build your nur for the day of Qiyamah. About 10 different, 15 different a'mal. Among them, Suratul Kahf. Suratul Kahf, when a person reads on a Thursday, Friday, Allah gives him nur from where he is to the Ka'batullah. So really, Thursday, you get the nur for the whole Thursday night and Friday also. Other riwayat, he says, subhanallah, you see a person who becomes white in the fall of Islam. His beard becomes white, his hair becomes white. Every strand of that hair will become nur for him on the Pul Sirat. That's why we should keep the white beard and sunnah beard. There now your face will be shining, I can see the road ahead. Now I can just fly. Now I got my whatever status it is now, I made it. And so many other amal is mentioned over there, that making wuzu at home is nur also. Subhanallah walhamdulillah is nur also. All his amal will be nur on the day of Qiyamah. So the trumpet will be blown on the day of Qiyamah to announce the day of Qiyamah. On that day he will not become unconscious, because he spent the night of Eid and Ibadah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also reported to have said, whoever stays awake for Ibadah on the following five nights, entrance into Jannah becomes compulsory for him. He got his ticket already. Laylatul Tarwiyah, the night before the 8th of Zulhijjah, before going to Mina, that night is in Ibadah. Laylatul Arafah, the night before the 9th of Zulhijjah. Laylatul Nahar, the night before the 10th of Zulhijjah, the night of Eid. The night before Eid al-Fitr, and the night before the 15th of Sha'ban. These are five nights you remain awake. That day you will not be unconscious, you will be completely awake. The ulama have written that it is mustahab to remain in ibadat on the nights before Eid. It is reported by Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh that there are five nights in which du'as are accepted. The night preceding Jum'ah, every Thursday night, the night before both Eid, the first night of Rajab, and the night of 15 Sha'ban. As the Shaykh says, I have now come to the end of this kitab. In conclusion, I hope that this shall be a benefit to those who desire Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. I beg of all the readers to make dua for me. The humble writer of these pages, during those special hours of Ramadan, It is possible that because of your du'as, Allah Ta'ala bestows His happiness and love upon me too. Where? Sahibul Baqi. Buried in Baqi, where the Shaykh's barakah is still alive. May Allah Ta'ala give us hearts like His friends and give us sufi to appreciate the last few moments of this month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala grant us His muhabbat and His love, and we leave here brimming with the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, not to go back to a life of sin, inshaAllah. We'll make dua and then brothers can make the individual ibadat, inshaAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا أرحم الراحمين Oh most beautiful Allah, Allah, no one can match your maghfiratum, Allah. No one can match your rahmatum, Allah. No one can forgive like you, Allah. No one can show mercy like you, Allah. Ya Allah, we are the biggest sinners, Allah. If we don't take mercy and pity upon our state and our condition, pitiable condition, Allah. Ya Allah, where else do we go to? Ya Allah, which of the door is there for us? Oh my beautiful Allah, you brought us to your home for 10 days of i'tikaf. Ya Allah, we undeserving, unworthy slaves of yours, O my Allah. Then to you overlook our sins and our bad habits, O my Allah. And our record history, O my Allah. And then to you brought us to the masjid. Ya Allah, you gave us beautiful sleep, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us food and drink. You took care of us. O my Allah, soon these hours will expire. The Ramadan will come to an end. Shaitan and nafs are waiting for us, O my beloved Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, we beg of you, O my Allah. We beg of you, O my Allah, with our entire existence, O my Allah, with the barakat and wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ma'asum children that were here, that have raised their hands before you, Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we know, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know that we are worthless, O my Allah. We don't have, Ya Allah, we don't even have the tongues to ask of you. Because the Nabi of Allah commanded that we should ask of you, Ya Rabbi Ghafoor, Ya Rabbi Rahim, Ya Rabbi Kareem, O my Allah, you give, Ya Allah, as much as you want to give, O Kareem Rahim Allah. We beg you, O Kareem Rahim Allah, the last few hours, O my Allah, accept us, O my Allah, forgive our sins, O my Allah, Ya Allah, keep us close to you, O my Allah, even though you want to run away like little children, O my Allah, O my Allah, then to you, grab us, O my Allah, and make us close to you. Allahumma waqiyatan, the waqiyatil waleen. O my Allah, how is that mother looks after the child, O my Allah, such love and compassion, O my Allah, how she protects the child with her life, how she feeds the child, how she cleans the child, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, you also protect us, O my Allah. Take care of us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from sins and gunas, O my Allah. By breaking your command, give us your true love, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, intense love for you, O my Allah. It breaks all our gunas and sins, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, the time of Maghrib will come soon. The month of Ramadan will come to an end, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we couldn't do anything for you with this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we only have scribbling in our amal. We don't have anything to work with. Ya Allah, we have nothing to show you. Ya Allah, we have nothing to, Ya Allah, nothing to show you that you will give us something. Ya Allah, we only have our broken du'as, our broken ibadat, our broken nights, O my Allah. And we have the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Forgive us, overlook us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the du'as of our wives and our children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our family members, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. With the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my beloved Allah. O my beloved Allah. Today is the Eid of the ummah, Ya Allah, in different parts of the world. O my Allah, there are those, Ya Allah, who are holding up the flag of Iman and Islam in the world, O my Allah. Our families in Gaza, O my Allah. Our children there are walking in the streets without shoes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no food for them. There's no one to give them a bath. No one to hug them and kiss. There's no one to put powder on those children.
And to dress them up over here, to comb their hair, to put lotion and cream upon their bodies like that. How our mothers do to our children over here, Allah, they have become yatim. They have left, Allah, they have lost the shadow of their fathers over here, Allah. The love of their mothers over here, Allah. Their clothing is dirty, Allah, they have no one to clip the nails over here, Allah. To hug them and to kiss them, and to send, Allah, to give them something sweet to eat over here, Allah. Allah, they are walking the street and today is their Eid over here, Allah. Only because they believe in you. Only because they have love for you and your deen over here. Allah, send your assistance to them over here, Allah. Allah, protect them, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. It is through the Qurbani we are having a good life in this part of the world over here, Allah. You must heart, Allah, the people, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, save us in having hearts of the animals with no feeling over here, Allah. Allah, give us feeling in our hearts. Allah, stop on our hearts over here, Allah. Let the tears flow in your Muhammad and your love. Allah, make us through da'is of deen. Make us among the sulaha and the pious over here, Allah. You strive for your deen. You strive for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, grant them relief, O Allah. Grant them relief, O Allah, wherever they may be in the world, O Allah. Protect the Muslim Ummah, blow the winds of Hidayat. Ya Allah, change the hearts of the kuffar. If Hidayat not return for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, let the bombs fall upon their own heads, O Allah. Ya Allah, down their jets, O Allah. Open the earth underneath them and swallow them, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open the borders for these people. Open the borders for them, O Allah. Grant them relief, O Allah. Allah, open the borders for them over here, Allah. Allah, they don't know where to go. Allah, from north to south over here, Allah. Allah, the Muslim Ummah cannot even lift a finger and help them over here, Allah. Allah, you are our Allah. You are our Khuda. There's no one like you. You're all powerful over here, Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, relieve the Ummah over here, Allah. Relieve the Ummah over here, Kareem Rahim Allah. Change the environment around us. Make it conducive. Make it deendar for us over here, Allah. And easy to obey you. Let's give up all our gunas and our sins, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, accept our ibadat, O my Allah. Accept our du'as, O my Allah. Accept our rozas, O my Allah. Accept our broken efforts that we have made. Allah, give us more than we can expect, O my Allah. The next 11 months of the year, Ya Allah, keep us close to you. Keep us close to the masjid. Make us 5 times daily musallis in the masjid behind the imam. Our children, our families. Give us parada in our homes. Save us from haram. Save us from usury and interest, O my Allah. Give us plenty of halal sustenance, O my Allah. Save us from becoming slaves of dunya. Make us your true slaves, O Kareem. Rahim Allah. It was the reality of the Qabr, O my Allah. The reality of Akhirat, O my Allah. The reality of standing before you, O my Allah. It was true love for you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask and what to ask. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. It's still the month of Ramadan. The du'as are still accepted, O my Allah. Accepted with du'as, O my Allah. Once the time of Maghrib was set in, O my Allah. The Azam will go for Salatul Maghrib today, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, and the month of Hajj will begin, oh my Allah. The Hajj of, Allah, the month of Hajj will begin, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. The entire Ummah's hearts will be raising in relation to Baytullah, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you take us also over and over again, oh my Allah. Take the Ummah, oh my Allah. That's the only place we get solace, oh my Allah. When we sit in the Bataf, oh my Allah, looking at the Baytullah, oh my Allah, Allah, when we sit in the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, we thank you for these ni'mat and the bounties. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, oh my Allah, protect the inhabitants, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, give it back to the Muslims, oh my Allah, give us our deen, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah, give us hatred for kufr and the tariqah and way of the kuffar, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, oh my Allah, the brothers that come for itikaf, wherever they may be in the world, oh my Allah, accept their du'as, accept their families, accept the children, grant them the barakat of both the world. Ya Allah, bless us with your pleasure, O my Allah. Our homes, O my Allah. Our families, O my Allah. Our businesses, O my Allah. We get everything according to your pleasure. Give us the strength and give us the himmat and the courage, O my Allah, to obey you every second of our lives. Ya Allah, give us a life of iman. At the time of maut, Ya Allah, you be happy with us. Take us in a condition you are happy with us, O my Allah. Take care of our families. Ya Allah, keep them above iman. Save us from haram and avenues of vice, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you with this great bounty and nimat you have given us, O my Allah, undeserving, and then too we gave it to us, O my Allah, this beautiful light, O my Allah, in the month of Ramadan, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open our hearts, Ya Allah, open our hearts, O my Allah. We thank you for these bounties, O my Allah. Whoever, Ya Allah, was kind to us, that served us and took care of us, Ya Allah, you reward him in his worldly life at the time of more than Akhirat, O my Allah. Whoever fed us, O my Allah, whoever gave us, Ya Allah, whatever we had in the same days. Ya Allah, the trustees of the masjid, O my Allah, the imams, O my Allah, those in khidmat, Ya Allah, you reward them from your side, O my Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, inna kadda al-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna, إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته يتم الصالحات. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يلا ويبا أساس ميك دعاء for them. يلا يكسب دعاء ويبا هاد هوب دي ميك دعاء for them. يلا يكسب دعاء يلا جراند دي بس الدنيا قبر الآخرة. نتايا أمة برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ريوض الصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم and all يلا the علماء of Islam, all the مجاهدين, all the مفسرين التابعين ذنب التابعين. يلا give us توفيق to make إصالة سواب for them. Parents have reached the قبر وما يلا يلا make them مغفرة يلا raise them وما يلا save them عذاب قبر يلا make decision our freedom from the fire of جهنم. Our parents وما يلا our grandparents great grandparents our families our uncles our aunts who were sick and ill grand الشفاء عادل كامل مستمر. All those يلا يلا هو يلا هو marriageable age وما يلا يلا you get them married and set them down, make it easy for them, save us from divorces and broken homes وما يلا. All who are expecting children وما يلا grant them a natural beautiful normal birth, the pious normal children, oh my Allah. Whatever challenges we have in regards to rozi and sustenance within our homes, oh my Allah, ya Allah, you take kafalat, ya Allah, you take care of it, ya Allah, from your side, make it easy for us, give us tawfiq, oh my Allah, to become your obedient slaves, and ya Allah, all of our hajat and needs, ya Allah, from your khazana, from your treasure, oh my Allah, you fulfill it, ya Allah, according to your shan, oh my Allah, ya Allah, you accept it from us. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين. Also want to request my brothers, don't forget that all of this we make dua for parents, not forgetting our asatiza and mashayikh, especially our Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib. Allah reward his death for giving us such an environment. Allah has blessed him and given us the opportunity through his barakat that we can have programs like this. For reality, the barakat of our Shaykh, Allah keep his shadow over us for a long period of time, grant him good health and apa also and the families till Qiyamah, except the Darul Uloom work and the Khanka work. Allah establish it in the world and get a chance to be called Zidi Asin, send it to our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, and all our Mashaykh. Allah reward them. It's all the teaching, all the barakat, all the du'as that we are enjoying the environment. Allah Ta'ala grant them the best of both the worlds, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.